WTSQ 88.1 FM, the status quo.
We're joined today by Matt Young, who is the managing editor of The Real WV. Matt, welcome to WTSQ.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time today. We're really interested to learn more about your publication. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to becoming the managing editor of The Real WV?
I relocated to West Virginia 6 years ago next month. I was in Greenbrier County in the Lewisburg area for about the first 3 years, I believe it was. I was freelancing at the time. My moving to West Virginia was never really moving. It was coming down to spend the holidays with my son, who had relocated here with his mother about a year before that. Then COVID happened. Everything shut down. His mother was still going to work, but he school was closed at that point. So I stuck around longer to be here with him. And next thing I know, I hooked up with an outlet out of Lewisburg called Hashtag West Virginia. The woman by the name of Christina Edwards was running that. It was a monthly. Then I somehow ended up writing for the West Virginia Daily News, which had just relaunched. And then before I knew it, I was the editor of that. And then at some point, it occurred to me, I just live here now. Ended up with the West Virginia Press Association. Took a little break. Did some work on Stephen Baldwin, who was a state senator at the time, on his campaign, his reelection campaign in 2022. As I learned, I am apparently not very good at campaigning because we were not successful, unfortunately. And then after that, the both of us really were kind of in a spot where we didn't necessarily know what we wanted to do. I was not particularly enthusiastic about going back to work for any particular person or anything like that. And we kind of came to the conclusion that we were going to launch our own news outlet. And over the course of November and then into December and into January of 2023, we kind of formed it out, planned it out, and we got going with that year's legislative session. Not a very exciting story, I guess, but
Well, it's an interesting journey, and we're glad that you've settled here in West Virginia. Can you tell me, what is The Real WV's mission, and what are some of the topics you typically cover in your publication?
If it happens in West Virginia or it happens outside of West Virginia, but in some way affects West Virginians, we cover it. So we don't really have any specific subject matter that we look for or anything like that. If it's a story worth telling, we want to tell it. The real mission we have with this is we try to highlight the good that happens, but we don't shy away from the bad that happens. You know, my personal feeling is a lot of time, especially in media and in journalism, we get bogged down looking for that next big controversy or that big gotcha story. And a lot of really good stuff gets missed. We really try to shine a light on that, highlight that as much as we can. But again, we understand that the bad stuff happens and everybody needs to know about that too.
It's a great balanced approach to journalism. I know in today's environment, starting a publication is not easy. Resources are stretched thin. There are a lot of competitors. How are you able to fund The Real WV?
So we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. A good portion of our funding comes through grants. We were very lucky and very honored last year to receive a 2-year grant from Press Forward. So that's been huge for us. A couple other grants that we have through organizations like the Humanities Council and a couple other ones. We also are funded in part from our readers. We don't charge a subscription fee or anything like that. Our social media, our websites, they're free to access. Our reporting is all available for free. So we don't charge anything for that, but we do have a pretty loyal base of readers that are very generous and choose to help support what we do. And we have some advertisers, kind of very much the same. They believe in what we're doing, and they choose to spend their money with us to advertise their businesses as well. So that's pretty much how we've been going. I mean, you know, obviously, as you said, it's tough to get things going, and in order to continue growth, that requires funding. So we're always trying to keep our eye out for different funding sources and that type of thing. But right now, that's pretty much it. Our readers are incredibly supportive, and we've got a couple of grants through organizations that have been very supportive, and that's pretty much where we're at.
I know you mentioned before working with Stephen Baldwin to found the publication. Is there a team beyond yourself and Stephen who works to publish The Real WV?
Oh, absolutely. Most of our team right now, they're freelance contributors, which ideally we're going to get to a point to where I can start bringing in some of our contributors as full-time reporters. That would make things, especially my life, a little bit easier. But right now that's where we're at. So we've got a great group of quality people. We've got one guy up the Eastern Panhandle there. His name is Bon Dakota. He is a photojournalist, a pretty recent college graduate. I want to say maybe 2 years ago now. He's been with me since right out of college. He does fantastic work, excellent photography. He's great. Over in Cabell County there, I've got Anna Knapp, who did some really fun stuff last couple of years on different haunted houses in the area. And then in Beckley, I do have one associate editor. Her name is Autumn Shelton. Her and I have actually worked together for pretty much since I've been in West Virginia now. We were together at the newspaper in Lewisburg. We worked together with the West Virginia Press Association, and we were lucky enough to be able to convince her to take a somewhat of a leadership role with us here at Real. So she does a lot of the copy editing, which, as hard as it's going to be for anybody to believe, I'm not particularly good at copy editing. She does a lot of the state house reporting, just really fills in a lot of the blanks for us. And then we've got a good group beyond that. Jenny Harnish is one of our freelance photojournalists. I think she's won every award you can win in West Virginia. When she became available, it was a no-brainer. We grabbed her up very quickly. And I know there are other people that, and I feel bad to say it, I know I have other contributors that are escaping my mind right now. Joe Severino, he was a big one. He just stepped away not that long ago. He's with an outlet now called Read Aloud. They do a lot of great work in the area, you know, helping school kids get books to read. He was with us right from the beginning and did a lot of fantastic work to help us get to where we're at. So we've got a very good team around us, thankfully.
It sounds like a great team. I know a lot of our listeners on WTSQ like independent nonprofit media. That's what we are. That's what you are. So if somebody listening today maybe isn't familiar with The Real, how can they read the publication and maybe even subscribe to it?
So you can visit therealwv.com online. That's the quickest and easiest way. We're on all the different social medias, and it's just at The Real WV, or I think on Twitter it might be at Real WV Media, I think is how we're listed on Twitter. And that's really the easiest way to find us, just go right on the website there. We don't have a real subscription fee or paywalls or any of that. The only option we have for a subscription is we do a newsletter every Saturday that I spend several hours of my day on Friday curating and putting together, and that goes out Saturday morning. Any readers that are interested in that, they can just plug their email in there and go on the list for that. And we don't sell your information or any of that crazy stuff. It's just you get the weekly newsletter Saturday morning.
And you can also sign up for that at therealwv.com?
Absolutely.
What are some of your plans for the future of the publication as we look toward the new year?
Really just to continue our growth. We just want to continue telling stories, and my goal for next year is to be able to tell even more stories. We are looking at ways to tell them a little bit differently with some of the more multimedia stuff, with the videos and things of that nature. But it's really just continuing to refine what we're doing and getting the best stories to our readers the best ways that we can.
I think we're both fans of independent journalism, as are many of our listeners today. Why do you think independent journalism is so important?
I think it's that word independent right at the beginning there, you know, in the climate that we're in anymore. You turn on the TV and there's 10 different cable news channels, but they're owned by two different major corporations. So it gets very selective as to what information that they want to put out there. You got a million different advertisers. You're worried about what you say and who you say, you know, who you're talking about, and who you're reporting on, and you don't want to offend this person. You don't want to upset that person. So independent media, we don't have to worry about that. We can tell our readers what's going on. No one's pulling the strings, I guess, is probably the best way I can say that. I think that says it should be. You know, I kind of came up in this business. I guess it was a different time when I did. there was always the advertising side of things and the business side of things, but there was that impenetrable concrete firewall that was surrounded the editorial department. And it didn't matter what was going on the other ends of the business. If you had a story to tell, you told the story. And I think things have shifted away from that quite a bit. And the independence of independent journalism or independent media allows us to follow those principles and to deliver the information to our readers that is important for them to have access to.
Which is exactly why The Real WV is such an appropriate name for the publication. One last time, what's that web address? Folks can check it out.
It is www.therealwv.com.
Thanks so much for your time today, Matt. We really appreciate it and enjoyed talking with you today.
Well, thank you, Shane.
WTSQ 88.1 FM, the status quo.